demanded an urgent and horrifying news story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now, this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
Well, I was going to do the Mello stuff. We already did that. I want to touch base with that again. But it does sound like Alabama is getting their next head football coach. With Kalen DeBoer, the former Washington coach, Fresno State, released in talks right now. Is this official yet, Angel, or is it?
It's in the final stages of negotiation.
Yeah. But we know Norvell and Sarkisian are out. They're staying put. We heard that. We heard about Dan Lanning yesterday. So does it concern you that you haven't seen a consistent level of that kind of success? I mean, how long was he with Washington?
2 years, I believe.
He was with Washington for 2 years, Fresno State for a year. He was just a head coach for those 2 years as far as that level. He was a Sioux Falls head coach in 2000 to 2004, and then to 2009. Does that concern you at all, that we haven't seen a long history of success?
No. I mean, he's 104-12 as a head coach at those schools. I think he has the mentality of, I need to dive into more of him and get to know him a little bit more. But, I mean, I trust the athletic department and athletic director to go get the guy that they want to get. Somebody that can recruit, somebody that's younger, somebody that can approach this new era of college football that we're in. Obviously, there's pressure, there's expectations already, but a guy that's a winner in the Power Five and in Group of Five as well. So he's got a couple of Division II titles as well. I believe it's South Dakota.
So he does win a lot. Mm-hmm. 104-12 is a big record, is a great record, but I guess he did a lot of that at Sioux Falls,
yep.
2005 to 2009. But still, you can't take that away from him.
No, I mean, what he did with Washington the last 2 years, obviously this year with the Pac-12 championship, national championship appearance, Heisman contending quarterback. They're going to have lots of players in the draft this upcoming spring. So here we go.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't.
It's going to be different, but
he hasn't lost a lot, man. I mean, again, Sioux Falls, he was 67-3 while he was there. Is that an FCS team?
I believe so. If not Division II.
They're in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. With Fresno State, he went 3-3 his first year, and he was 9-3 the next year. So he finished with Fresno State a 12-6 record. Did play in a bowl game.
Interesting tidbit I found. His Coach director McQueen. Of scouting at Washington is Jarrett McEwen, son of former offensive coordinator Jim McEwen.
Wow. Cool.
Very cool.
McEwen connection there. With Washington, obviously solid. He was 11-2 his first year. And then they only lost one game this year. And that was the national championship game. And so he had a 25-3 record with Washington. So, dude, he's lost 12 times. 12 times he has experienced defeat. And one of those was at the highest peak as far as where you can go in college football.
5-0 against Dan Lanning and Steve Sarkisian in the last 2 years.
It's probably a big deal. It's probably the big reason. What do you think he's getting paid?
Well, his buyout was $12 million. So I'd imagine he will be making a nice hefty
salary. A base of 12, 13?
12, anywhere from 12 to 15.
Well, it sounds like Bama. That's the one we're watching. Plus, we've got, are there 7 vacancies in the NFL now?
I believe
7
yes.
Open jobs? See if you can say them off the top of your head. We know Seattle's open. We know the Chargers are open. The Raiders, I guess, are technically open. They haven't hired Pierce.
Pierce is getting interviews with other teams.
What the Raiders are doing. did I say Washington?
Washington. Carolina. New England's full. They made their decision this morning.
Yeah. Which is interesting, by the way, and we'll talk about that in a minute, but. What else? Where else are we missing? There's one more we're missing
Atlanta.
Here.
Atlanta.
Okay.
There you go. So, yeah, Seattle, Washington, Seattle, Washington, Los Angeles, Atlanta, Las Vegas, Tennessee, Carolina, and Atlanta.
What do you think of the Patriots move to get Mayo as their head coach? He played for him not long ago.
No, but a very Patriots move. I would have suspected Vrabel, but I also think that Belichick has been grooming somebody within his coaching staff to take over for him.
He played like 8 years ago. It's only been like 8 years since he played last. Mm-hmm. He played a linebacker for the Patriots from 2008 to 2015. He was selected in the first round of the draft out of Tennessee. He joined Belichick's coaching staff in 2019. But he will be the youngest head coach in the NFL. He's 37 years old.
Wow.
I was kind of shocked they went that route. They didn't go for a relatively big name or like a Vrabel kind of guy. They're going to go with a player.
Is that a sign about something with Vrabel? Maybe. Couldn't even get your former team to come get you.
I don't know. Did he even get an interview?
I don't know if the Patriots interviewed anybody. I mean, that's just kind of the Patriot way, is we're going to elevate from within.
I don't even know I didn't even know that was with a plan. I didn't, because they haven't done it in so long.
I just assumed that's what they would do.
Must be the plan. Yeah, Vrabel thing's interesting. Clearly had success in the first 3 years, but it was the 2 years that did him in, and now he's still looking, still searching. Could go on as a coordinator somewhere, but...
So the Titans have already interviewed Lions DC Aaron Glenn and Antonio Pierce from the Raiders. The Panthers have interviewed at least nine people, including Dan Quinn, Frank Smith from the Dolphins, Raheem Morris from the Rams, Bengals OC, Eagles OC. The Chargers have interviewed a lot of guys, including Leslie Frazier, Kellen Moore, Dan Quinn as well. Steve Wilks, the Niners DC. And I know the Commanders did hire their GM today.
Okay.
The guy from the Warriors.
They did hire. So he's not just brought on for a coaching search. They are actually naming him the GM?
Yes.
How about that? Well, Kenny Swami, over under 3.5 years for Kalen DeBoer. See, and I feel like, this is what I said yesterday, and I know it's not popular, but I just feel like the pressure, what are the expectations next year? Are to what? What are your expectations? Maybe yours are different, but what are most?
Depending on the players and coaches that he brings in, I would say 7 wins.
Wow, see, I think you're low. With you're more of a reasonable. Yeah,
I mean, Saban was 7-6 his first year.
You're inheriting a playoff team.
No, I agree. You're inheriting a lot. You're inheriting a top-tier facility, program, players.
You're scouting. Your scouting cycles already. Like, you're not losing all those contacts. You're going to lose some, but I would say you...
My first thought initially was 8.
I would say at-large playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, that would be great.
Like, that's my expectations.
He's a winner as a coach, so, you would expect that, but... We'll see. It's a new era of football now.
I don't expect them to win the SEC, but I expect them to be in the top 15, and they'll be an at-large playoff team.
Yeah, I don't think the drop-off will be as much. I think if it was like a Lane Kiffin or a Sarkisian, you would expect them right around 10, 11 wins.
I think if he wins 7 games, you're already on hot seat.
I think that depends on how many players are leaving, You have to give him a year or two to get his own players in there with his recruiting cycle. I will express patience.
You will.
Because it's not an easy job to fill. And what I was thinking about this yesterday, what are the, do you try to establish your own culture? Do you try to keep as much from the process, as Saban called it, as you can? Saban will still be, a part of them in some... not like an official role, but he'll still be a part of the program and legacy and name. He's going to have an office at the stadium, so
we'll a lot see. Of pressure with Nick Saban hanging out.
But I mean, if you have Nick Saban as kind of a hey, yeah. I need help with this, what are your thoughts? And Saban still being a part of the program in some way is still like saying to recruits, hey, if you need to go talk to Saban, you know, for an hour or so, get some advice, we got him.
We got St. Thomas coming up next. We're going to talk to him about the big win over Montana last night. How are they doing? I believe they're traveling right now. How's that travel going as they're headed to Bozeman, Montana? And I'm guessing the weather is pretty nasty in that area. So we'll catch up with St. Thomas, Mr. 37 points, coming up next.
Stay up to speed with the Rams with the Isaiah Stevens Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
Twenty minutes after the hour. Welcome back into the whole show powered by Chevron. What a night it was for the UNC Bears, 98-92 over the Grizzlies, doing that in overtime, come from behind win, down 10 with like 4 minutes left. It was an awesome win for the UNC Bears. Joining me now, star of the night, a guy that he's my leading candidate for the whole show player of the week, and I know that's gonna make this guy's life. I know it. It's a big award. St. Thomas joining us, 37 points, 14 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal in there too. What a night! Congratulations, my man. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me, man.
Okay, you're on the bus right now. You're getting set. I mean, it's snowy country where you are, man. You're getting set for the Bozeman game coming up tomorrow. What's the weather like right now?
I feel like we got past all the bad parts, but Missoula was kind of bad, man. It was a blizzard, like, right after the game, and it's negative, like, 20 degrees, so we're kind of struggling right now.
Wow, dude. I mean, Coach Smiley was on our morning show, and he was a little worried. He's like, I don't know how we're going to get there, what this weather's going to do. Yeah. So you guys just be safe, my friend.
Yes, yeah, so it looks like we're kind of in the clear now, so that's it.
All right. Well, you might be our, like, you know, fill-in weather guy if we need it. You give us some updates at some point throughout the day, man. St. Thomas, what a game for you last night, dude. It's so fun watching you with this team, but what a win last night. Down 10, over 4 minutes to go. There was probably zero doubt in your mind you're coming back to win that game.
We've just been talking about it, like, preparing for games, like, especially going on the road to a tough Montana environment. Just, we know it's going to be hard with refs, battling refs. And like what I said, like, Montana always brings the crowd. But Coach Smiley actually told me a crazy thing that I think we're up in the series, actually, at Montana.
Wow.
So in the last 4 minutes, we knew adversity was going to come at some point, and it happened to come. 4 minutes left in the game, and I mean, this group is really tough and kind of showed it the past 5 games ever since the break.
Well, yeah, you guys have really been on a roll. I mean, since that CU game, you've won 5 in a row. You win at Air Force, which is, you know, a respectable Mountain West team. That conference is nuts. Beating Denver at home, that was a big win. And now you're 2-0 in conference play. What has kind of been the thing these last 5 games or so? Is it just seem like, you know, getting a guy like Riley in there more, and he didn't start the season with you guys because of injury? Does it just seem like you guys are getting to know each other a little bit better?
I would say just, Like I said earlier, all the time on the first time I was in the show, like, every game's going to be a grind for us because we're a new group, and just kind of getting to know each other better and getting connected. And I feel like a lot of guys are just accepting roles now, so it's just like everything's molding together.
Well, it's coming together at the right time, too, because you guys are now you're in the heart of it, jumping into all these Big Sky Conference games, and we know how interesting this conference can be. It's a very tough conference, no question about it, but so far so good, starting it out 2-0 at this stage. But, man, last night individually for you, What a night, dude. I mean, 37 points. You're averaging almost 20 points a game, almost 10 rebounds a game. It's something's clicking, dude, and you're just every single night you do something even a little bit better, if possible, than the night before.
Yes, the whole goal is to get 1% better each game, man, and just try to, I guess, these guys believe in me and the coaches believe in me, so, and I put a lot of work in the gym, so I don't ever get too high or never too low, man. Just go out there and play my game.
You seem like you've really embraced that leadership role, too. I loved what you had to say when you were talking about the Colorado games. Like, you said, hey, they got to go through us. We value those games. I brought that up last time you were on. But I think that's great leadership. And I was watching even your body language against the Buffs. That game wasn't the game that you guys wanted, but you could tell this team really looks to you. And is that something that you really take a lot of pride in, is that leadership role?
Oh, yes, I take big pride in that. I mean, that's what coming here, Coach Smiley said, that's what he wants me to take over, losing a lot of, like, the older guys. And kind of just want to take that role in, because the guys look at me as, like, I mean, you can see it on my face every time. Like, I show a lot of passion. I feel like when I bring that, it ups the intensity of the game.
How good can you guys be, saying? I mean, we obviously know you're 9-6 overall, 2-0 in the conference, 5 in a row, big wins. I know you guys have big goals. How good is this basketball team?
Man, I think this basketball team is very special, man. I feel like we're still just scratching the surface of what we can do. And, I mean, everybody, like, I think it's still early in the year, man. When we start getting to February, March, I feel like you guys are going to see another new basketball team that's even better than what we are now. Just going to keep improving.
Yeah, it's and we've seen it. We're seeing it so far. I mean, you guys just keep getting better every single night. All right, Saint, you are my leading candidate for the whole show player of the week. How does that make you feel? I know you're winning Big Sky awards left and right, but come on, dude, the whole show player of the week. It's a pretty big deal.
Come on, man. It's a blessing, man. Like, I tell a lot of people, like, that have talked to me lately, like, it is a blessing to be playing. Last time this year, like, I was back at home. A lot of mental health stuff for me, so it's a blessing to be getting awards and being on the show with you, just as a player.
Dude, I love it. I absolutely love it. I'm glad you're in a great place right now, and it's so much fun. You got a lot of people pulling for you. And, you know, the basketball team, they retweeted my Player of the Week thing, and they said, I should just give you the award now, even though we got a couple of days left. I might just do it, dude. I might just do it, okay?
I appreciate
that. St. Thomas, congratulations on an amazing game last night. Looking forward to tomorrow. We'll have that game for you here on KFK. You guys be safe, okay, on your way.
Yes.
All right, my man. Congrats again. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
St. Thomas, star of the night. What did he say? He said he wants it. He wants the award, Angel. Are we giving it to him now? We're breaking all the rules. Let's do it. St. Thomas is the whole show player of the week. St. Thomas. But Brady, there's three more days left. We're breaking rules today. We're breaking barriers here. You know, it used to be we got to go 7 days, and then I evaluate. I get back in the lab, and I figure that out. Watch, Angel. Joker's going to go off for 50 tonight.
Oh, you could do 7 days from today.
I guess. That's confusing.
It just kind of resets it every time you name
just
one earlier.
Wednesday. Name one earlier and earlier. Monday. I just get
that,
to
you
Monday.
Know what? The rest of the week doesn't matter.
Don't even need to see it. Well, I set a bad precedent, man. I gave Patrick Cartier Player of the Week for 21 points on a Wednesday, and he was good, but there was a lot of really good things happening after that.
Oh, I mean, you hear it in his voices. They're excited to get this award. They appreciate talking to you and being on the airwaves and speaking to the fans out there. And mm-hmm. That's a big deal.
We need to get a plaque or something cool we can give. There's Brian Gary.
We can get one of those little a Dundee little trophy.
We'd have to get a lot because every week. We have to get a trophy for every week.
You get a bigger one for Player of the Month, and then you do a Player of the Year. That's like a medal and a flower bouquet.
What if it's like Nikola Jokic? How do we get it to him?
You could You could just send it to Ball Arena and say, this is for Jokic.
Just throw it away.
This little trophy. No, he might actually appreciate it. He'll give it to his kid or something.
We give him like the crappiest looking trophy and it says, good job on it.
We love you.
It's just like, good. You did good, Joker. Oh, yeah. The guys seem to like it, though. Because Patrick Cartier, like the local guys, the Northern Colorado guys, because Cartier loved it. St. Thomas loved it. We got to get something cool to give them. I got to think. You know, like on, you probably don't watch anymore because of your schedule, but Good Morning Football, they give away the Angry Runs bat.
The Scepters.
The Scepters.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be cheap. We can get something like that. I mean, Player of the Week. You get like...
Micah designed a little card or something with glitter and construction paper.
A picture.
I made this for you.
That would be
helpful. He listens to more games than we do. So
that's true. Mike is a sneaky know-it-all.
Mike is the guy that has to stay up late producing the show and post-game and all of that.
Micah has probably listened to and followed more Bears games than anybody in this state in the past 20 years.
Probably Steve Smiley's up there, but
I don't know.
He's the coach.
I don't know. I think Mike has got him beat because Mike has been producing games well before Steve Smiley was the coach.
So I mean, how many hours of film is Coach Smiley watching?
We don't know. Micah maybe watches film too. We don't know. That's the secret life of Micah. He goes back to his little cave wherever the hell he lives, and he's watching UNC Bears basketball film. You think?
I wouldn't bet on that.
30 minutes after the hour. All right, you ready? We're gonna do something we've never done before. Bringing Bruce Dick in, Brian Gary, and Tanner Schwartz. I've never had all three of those guys on at once. Do you think this is a mistake, Angel? Is this a bad idea? Oh, boy. We're doing our Football Friday NFL playoffs special extravaganza thing where I bring other people in the studio. That's what it's called. 30 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Nugget fans, this is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
Just 34 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by Chevron. Doing something we've never done before. And that's have all of the KFKA people in here. This will go down in the history of radio as something that we did, in fact, do here. It was something that was done. Brian Gary in studio. Tanner Schwint in studio. Bruce Dick. Of course, Brian and Tanner host Good Morning NoCo.
That's us. That's
and
us.
Yeah, Bruce Dick on Coach Speak every single day. We got the group in here, man. It's good to see you, Bruce. Thanks for coming back.
I'll tell you what, yeah.
We made you come back into Greeley.
This is, yeah. I mean, Greeley's, you know. Always great driving into Greeley. You see some interesting things. You know, on 34 every day, there was an accident coming, you know, today. Oh, yeah. But, yeah.
Traffic's kind of our thing.
Yeah, Bruce. So try to you let stay us in your area, okay? They're the traffic
Don't
people.
Give the report. Okay, I get it.
Come on, Bruce.
That's kind of their thing. Tanner Schwint, good to see you, man.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. I get to defend myself in the Rockies because I've been called big guy so far on this program today.
What's wrong with that?
The Rockies aren't going to win any games,
well,
apparently,
that's
ever.
Just truth.
So, yeah, I finally get a chance to defend myself. Not that I have a good defense, but I can try.
Well, they don't either. Brian, how are you, man?
I'm awake now. I went home after the show and curled up in a little ball and took a little nap.
Oh, that's
and
good.
So I'm well rested. I knew if I was going
to
be in here with the Mount Rushmore of broadcasting,
yeah. Yeah.
That I was going to need to have my head chiseled.
You got to be ready.
So
to
I'm
go.
Ready. Did you say little ball? Little ball. I did. Shut up, Bruce. Shut up.
You can tell we all get along really, really well. Yeah. Bruce and Brian going at it, and of course, Tanner.
I'll see you in the parking lot,
okay.
Mr. Dick.
Technically, you can get away with
it. Yeah,
that.
I was going to say, that's a pretty good FCC.
It's a big weekend in the NFL. Of course, yeah. We got playoffs rock and roll tomorrow. We'll have some of those games on KFKA. Also, we'll have UNC and Montana State tomorrow night as well. So,
boy, that'll be a fun one, too.
Huge
won't
game.
It?
Yeah.
Now the team is so interesting to watch and follow, and they're explosive.
Yeah.
They've got a personality.
They do.
You know?
And
I think this is going to go down. If this continues, this has got to go down as Steve Smiley's one of his better coaching jobs.
Oh, right? Because already what he's doing.
How does he keep finding all these studs, though? That's what's crazy.
And he had the big three last year, right? And everyone, myself included, I thought this team was going to be bad, to be completely honest. I thought this was going to be a bad year for the Bears. And still worried about that defense, Bruce. But this offense, the rate they're scoring and playing at, it's incredible. So this has got to be one of Steve Smiley's better coaching jobs so far.
Don't worry about the defense, Tanner. Worry about the point differential.
Okay.
If you score more points than the other team, Bruce tells me that you have like a 90% chance of winning.
And he's a Hall of Famer.
And he's a Hall of Famer.
That's the kind
of
stuff you learn when you get in there.
I learned that from him the other day. I mean,
you know, interesting you say that, Tanner. And I know Steve Smiley works on defense every day, but they got some huge stops at the end of that game yesterday.
Well, he told us on Good Morning NoCo this morning, it's not really, great job by us. Can we all just pat ourselves on the back? You just got done with St. Thomas. You had Dorian Green on. We had Steve Smiley on this morning after a big win like that. But he told us it's not so much the defense. He calls them snipers, the wide open threes, the guys that can sit out there and just kill you that way. He said that's what they really need to focus on. He's not incredibly unhappy with the defense, but just giving up too many looks at that three-point line.
That's fun. It's fun to see this team. They're a much better team. I still don't know if they beat CU. I don't think they do. I don't think they come close, actually, but they're a much better team. That was their last loss, was to the Colorado Buffaloes. I think this is a better team than it was 3 weeks ago, so it's fun to see.
Oh, no question. No question.
I thought the Air Force game was huge for them before break.
Yep. And that's what Coach Smiley said,
I just think that momentum that you get from a big victory like that. Air Force is not an easy place to play. If anybody's been down to Clune Arena, it is not easy.
Yeah.
And there's going to be some Mountain West teams that go down there this season in conference play, and they're going to come away just shaking their heads because they won't perform well there.
What an honor it is to have two Hall of Famers in here
and
Tanner's in here. Tanner is
the Terry Bradshaw
did show up
broadcasting.
It's an honor, though. Seriously, Brian's Hall of Fame career, now Bruce's coaching Hall of Fame career. It's really cool, and we appreciate both of you guys and so much of what you do on the shows.
Thanks,
Tanner. You get to work every day.
I try hard, man.
You get here every single day.
I do, most of the time. 90% of the time, I'm here every day.
Sometimes you
butt out of it, all right?
Angel, you do a great job, too. And Tanner, you get here.
I am here, yeah.
Angel has to be feeling really good right now because I think Alabama hit a home run.
Alabama hitting?
Well, him and Mike are having a little feud out there next. We got a Washington fan. We got a Bama fan. And Alabama got it. But I think Angel says he's not putting that much pressure on him next year. I think you got to be an at-large playoff team next year.
I think they will be.
There you go.
Angel,
which is getting a lot of brownie points right now.
I try. Tanner tries. You know, we try sucking up to you on the island.
I thought about it for a long time. You know, who do you get the guy after Nick Saban? But I think this is a guy that's a proven winner. He's, you know, from what I can tell from social media reaction, he's a guy that wants to build a team, wants to have a good culture, recruits well, is fit for this new era of college football. So let's roll.
And has gone through different, you know, systems and different categories, not just born into the Division I high-profile system.
Sioux Falls and Fresno State.
He has earned it, and he started low, and he's ending up at the pinnacle.
I think there is something to what you were talking about yesterday, though, Brady, about the pressure that's going to be put on. You drop a game to LSU, Alabama's going to be calling for his job.
It's kind of like, again, I brought this up yesterday. It's just like what happened with Florida. Florida lost two games with Urban Meyer the first year, and they were already screaming to fire him.
Yeah.
Like, he's not going to get us to that spot. The expectations have changed for Florida now, obviously, over the years. But I could seriously see you win 7 or 8 games next year. Everybody's freaking out about Alabama.
You never want to be the one to replace a legend.
No.
I know as qualified as he is and so forth, I think one of the worst jobs and the no-win situations you can take is replacing a legend. Be that in sports or any industry. I know for years in radio, that was always a thing.
Right.
Like there would be a morning team that would have been around for 25 years. The last thing you want to be is that morning team that comes on after them because you don't get a lot of forgiveness. When John Elway left, was it Brian Greasy who was the next quarterback for him? You're really in a situation that's very hard to win in. And I think they'll give the Washington coach he'll get time to get there, but I still think that's got to be one of the most terrifying things and the most difficult things to do is replacing a legend.
Yeah.
Well, let's look at speaking of legends, Lamar Jackson's not playing this weekend. So we'll see the wild card weekend, and they're all just playing for second place. It's kind of neat. Good for them. But Cleveland and Houston, let's start looking at the games. I'll get all you right, guys picks. I have my picks already done, of course, and I'm picking that I will go undefeated in my picks.
I am picking that you are not going to go undefeated unless we pick the exact same.
I am picking that Tanner is right.
I'm picking that Tanner will lose every game.
Bruce? I'm just trying to think of my picks from this morning. So,
dude, completely different time slot. I say stuff on the radio all the time. I'm like, what did I say? I didn't say
you're
that.
You're just going to change
it. Prove it.
You have like 18 different picks out there.
There's no roots to what he's saying.
One of them is going to be right. All right, so the Cleveland Browns going up against the Houston Texans. And both of these stories are really unique. You didn't expect either of these. Well, maybe you expected Cleveland to get in because of Deshaun Watson, but you expected Cleveland to maybe be a playoff team for different reasons, not Joe Flacco.
Yeah, no, it's exactly right. And I think that's one of my favorite storylines in this thing. I like Cleveland going into Houston and beating them. I think the line's 2.5. I like Cleveland minus the 2.5. I just think Myles Garrett and that defense is going to be too much for a rookie quarterback in his first big game. So I like Cleveland minus the 2.5 in this one.
I like DeMarco Ryan saying Alabama should have hired me. I'm going
to
go with
Houston.
You
like Texas to win?
I do like
taking points or just to win outright?
Well, 2.5 to 2.5 point dogs. Yeah,
I'll obviously take the points.
I'm going to ride that rookie quarterback because I think he's something special, and this is going to be an opportunity for him to shine and show that. I like Houston in this game.
All right, so I'll give my picks coming up at the in the final segment.
Oh, you don't get to
we have to do the thing that we do. You know, we got to do the thing.
Brady has a routine, guys. You can't go against that.
You'll still be in here as a part of it. It's just you don't have to leave, buddies. Right, you know, you get to be here. I wouldn't kick you out for the
why do you think I woke up? I want to see this legendary segment.
How it works? Yeah. It's amazing. Okay, so our next matchup on the docket, we got the Dolphins at the Chiefs, and probably what's going to go down as the coldest NFL playoff game in history. Where are you guys leaning on this one? You've got Kansas City -4. Both teams have had some interesting things. Miami was red hot in the middle of the season, and then they have obviously cooled off, and they're going to cool off in a big way tomorrow. I knew know where I was going there. The Chiefs aren't the same team that they were last year. They need help on the wide receiver side of things, but you still have Patrick Mahomes. Brian, where are you going with this?
I'd like to say that speed works in weather as well, and I know it's just going to be cold. I don't know how snowy it's going to be, but I cannot go against Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid at home in the playoffs. Terrible weather. It's got Kansas City written all over it.
4.5, right? I think it's spread on this one. I really think there's some major flaws with Kansas City right now. I think that they're going to have to make some changes, restructure some deals to get some better people into the room, in the wide receiver room. Kadarius Toney's going to have a drop at some point. One of those receivers are. I like Miami to cover the 4.5-point spread.
Bruce?
You know, I love Kansas City in this one. I don't know if it's going to be that close. I'm going with the Swifties.
All right. Bruce, thank you for that.
Nice one.
Steelers-Bills. We'll get to this one. All right, so that one's on Sunday. Buffalo is a 9.5-point favorite over this Pittsburgh Steelers team. The question will be, can Pittsburgh get any offense going, and can Buffalo not turn it over? If they turn it over, like we've seen them do, that's going to give Pittsburgh an opportunity. Bruce, what do you think? The Steelers Buffalo 9.5.
I don't think the Steelers can score. You know, and in a game where there may not be field goals due to the weather, I'm going to go with Buffalo to maybe score, you know, 2-3 touchdowns, but I just don't think Pittsburgh can match it.
Do you like Buffalo to cover?
I do.
Okay. Tanner Schwinn?
I don't think there's going to be there could possibly not be 10 points scored in this game. And so, obviously, with that, Buffalo wouldn't be able to cover that. So, I think I'm taking Pittsburgh. I like that Pittsburgh defense. I like the Steelers plus the 9.5.
It's going to be cold there, 22 degrees. Nothing like what we're seeing with Kansas
City
Dolphins.
Possibly a foot of snow, though.
But a lot of snow. Brian?
No, it's going to be very cold. I do think Pittsburgh has the ability to run the football. And that's what they're going to need to do. I don't think they can do it enough to cover that. I They're not going to win. Pittsburgh is not going to win. Buffalo is going to win, but not by that much. Sure. I'm going to take Pittsburgh plus the points.
Give you the points.
I don't feel that much separation is going to be there.
In the NFC wildcard spot, we're looking at the Green Bay Packers and the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys open up as a 7-point favorite in this game. It is in Dallas. The weather's going to be perfect because it's inside. Tanner, where are you going with this one?
I think Jordan Love and that offense does enough to hang around. I know Dallas is dominant at home. They've been dominant at home all year. I just think things are at that next level. There's a lot of pressure on Dallas to actually, you know, the dem boys. They've always been dem boys, but I don't think that they've got the right coach and staff in place for that. So I'll take Green Bay plus the 7.
Bruce, where are you going?
I'm
going
to take Green Bay plus the 7 as well. I think it's going to be a field goal game. Maybe 6 points, but give me the pack.
I'll take Dallas in a comfortable cover.
Comfortable cover. Sounds like a song. Yeah. Eagles, Buccaneers. That's going to be the Monday game. Let's see. You've got Philadelphia -3. Brian, what do you think?
Philadelphia covers. We've gone crazy thinking that they're not any good anymore. They are, and they'll take care of Tampa.
You're in love with Baker Mayfield. So I guess I know.
I don't think that we have gone crazy. And now there's reports floating around there that the possibility of firing Sirianni if they lose this game is not out of the realm of possibility. And you can either respond very good to that pressure, or you can respond poorly. I think they are just a dumpster fire right now. I'll take the points with Tampa Bay. I'll take Tampa Bay +3.
Bruce, where are you going?
I am really torn on this one. I think Philadelphia will, you know, get back to that plain good regular season football that they did earlier. I'm kind of pulling for Tampa Bay.
Oh, I'm definitely pulling.
Pulling for Tampa Bay. But give me the Eagles, and I'll lay the 3 points.
All right. I like it. We'll see if I align with most of your picks here. Angel, we'll take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to give you the picks. You guys sit in here.
Oh, you get to hear it.
You're going to sit in here.
Greatness.
I'm going to get my pen out.
Get the DraftKings ready to go, man.
Yeah, get them ready. All right, it's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKX.
Scores, interviews, and more. Preps Rewind with Mike Danson. Saturdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Okay, Angel, bust through your picks. Give me what you think's happening this weekend and wild card weekend.
I think the Browns will beat the Texans.
Okay.
I think the Bills will beat the Steelers.
Okay.
The Eagles will beat the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
The Rams will beat the Lions. Mm-hmm. At 5.
Mm-hmm. And did you do Dolphins, Chiefs?
No. I do think the Dolphins will beat the Chiefs.
Oh, wow. We also did not pick the Rams-Lions game in the last segment.
Oh, Rams, pick the Rams-Lions. Go.
Rams.
Rams outright.
Lions.
Okay. Browns-Texans.
Just like this morning.
Yep.
Come on, Brady, you're up against the clock. Joe Flacco, who broke our hearts. The Texans will break his. The Texans will win.
Covering the 2.5?
Well, it's Texans will win.
Oh, they're +2.5. I'm sorry. Yes.
Yeah. Tanner, come on. These are the picks, man. Stay up.
Sorry, man.
Dolphins, Chiefs. It's going to be cold. Miami folk can't take the cold. Chiefs cover. 4.5. Steelers, Bills. Steelers have no offense. Bills do. They turn it over. I don't think they're going to turn it over. They're covering 9.5. They're covering 9.5. Packers, Cowboys? No. I have no love for Jordan. Dak Prescott will lead this team, and the Cowboys will prevail. Cowboys -7.
I'm with you on that because I forgot that.
Very good, Angel. Very good. Rams, Lions? The battle of the forgotten. Jared Goff was discarded. He has not forgotten it either. He lives with that every single day of his life, Brian. Lions cover -3. Eagles, Buccaneers. Tush, push. Jalen Hurts. Tush, push, Hurts. Eagles cover -3. You're welcome, everyone. So have a wonderful weekend. Bruce, Tanner, Brian, Hall of Famers, and Tanner.
And you.
It's my favorite group. And me, yeah.
And you.
Good night, Northern Colorado.